This is WBAA News. I'm Emily Seiberg. The city of West Lafayette is remembering an icon this week. Former Mayor Sonia Marjoram, whose 24 years in office make her the longest-serving chief executive in the city's history, passed away Sunday at the age of 89. As WBAA's Stan Jastrzebski reports, even the politicians who knew her remember the person more than the candidate.
The basement of the West Lafayette Public Library is covered in wooden shipping pallets and boxes of used books. But off to one side is a cabinet that, like the person its contents remember, is unlike all the rest. It's maroon, with about a dozen boxes inside, all neatly adorned with yellow labels. This is the home of the Sonia Marjoram Archive.
To celebrate her life and her career with these photos and with some of the documents will be a no-brainer for us, yeah.
That's Library Director Nick Schenkel, who's thinking about a public display as he pulls files out of the boxes with current West Lafayette Mayor John Dennis.
Is there anything in here that indicates what a great cook she was? And my memory is that we were at Sonia's house and that we had a team gathering there and that she prepared snacks like brownies, cookies, and all that kind of stuff.
For Dennis, memories keep flooding back as he reads names and sees pictures of his predecessors. But not all his memories are of politics. Some are from his time as a West Lafayette High School football player alongside Marjoram's eldest son, Larry. And as people talk about the former mayor, the remembrances are frequently more personal than political.
It's just we've lost one of the good ones.
Sue Scholler is a former Tippecanoe County Commissioner and represented West Lafayette in the Indiana General Assembly, both during Marjoram's time in office. Scholler, a Republican, says the Democratic mayor was a key ally.
And that was a period of time when we were all conscious of the fact that women needed to get active in the political process and kind of needed to stick together in order to make that happen. I know there was support across party lines for the women.
Marjoram's middle son, Eric, says it was something of a foregone conclusion his mom would be a local politician, even after she lost her first city council race. By the time she ran for the council again in 1975, the die was cast, he says.
Dad pulled me and my brothers aside and said, well, it looks like she's not going to run for mayor this time, but when she does run for mayor, and you know she will, we need to be there for her and give her the support.
Sonia Marjoram's husband, Dale, was a Purdue University chemistry professor who passed away in August. Eric says his father was often called upon to run errands for the mayor.
She would send my dad to the grocery store. She said, Dale, I just need a couple of things. Can you pick them up? Because you can do it in 15 minutes. It will take me 2 hours because she, you know, not only because people would stop and talk to her, but she wanted to talk to them.
But Eric Marjoram says when people gather to remember his mother, a public ceremony is scheduled for the day after Thanksgiving at West Lafayette City Hall. He thinks he'll hear less about politics and more from people whom his mother married or who attended her yearly sit-and-demai parties.
Her side of the family is the Norwegian side of the family. Sit-and-demai is Norwegian Independence Day. She would get together. Anybody who had any Norwegian heritage would come over to the house and enjoy, you know, Norwegian food and all the spouses who then were declared honorary Norwegians, like my dad.
And the reason people seem to agree that the person will be remembered as much as the politician, here's current Mayor John Dennis again.
She took the politics out of being mayor.
Sue Scholler says that set a standard which persists to this day.
I think one of the very important things in West Lafayette is you can't be an activist partisan person. You need to be someone who's truly interested in the concerns and hopes and aspirations of the entire community.
Dennis won his fourth term as mayor Tuesday, but even if he were to tie Sonia Marjoram's record for longevity, he thinks it is she who deserves to be most identified with the city.
When you think about West Lafayette, you cannot have that conversation without thinking about Sonia Marjoram. There will always only be one mayor of West Lafayette, somebody who is immediately identified as the mayor of West Lafayette, and that's Sonia Marjoram.
For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.